All right. Speaking with the Rebbe and the Rav, we're in two approaches to Hanukkah and the outside world. The plan is really the following. When we talk about Hanukkah, so often we speak about it in terms of the Melchama between the Jews and the Yevanim, and we speak about it as far as a spiritual war, as the Levush famously points out, that as opposed to Purim, where we're where Haman's trying to kill us, when it comes to Purim, it's much more of a spiritual fight, much more of a spiritual battle. And in many ways, you will definitely have those who suggest that Hanukkah is really about establishing the fact that the Yevanim did not win. It's about trying to strengthen ourselves and our own community much more than anything else. One of the very fascinating elements of Hanukkah is that while the milchama itself, while the war itself, in many ways, is about outside influences trying to impact Klal Yisrael, the way that we celebrate it is not by making everything internal and by sort of just staying within ourselves. The way we celebrate it is through Pursumei Nisa. The way we celebrate Hanukkah and the victory that we have is dafka through, in a different way, modeling something or teaching something or at least reflecting something outside beyond our homes. The reaction to a war with Yavan was not to just stay totally inside. It was really to sort of branch out a little bit. Okay. What you do find are two very different perspectives. Can we just like...
I don't deal with that.
What we have are two very different perspectives as far as the exactly how that happens and the way in which it's supposed to work. Both the Rav and the Baba Chirebi have a lot of overlap in general, and also some very, very fundamental and critical differences. There is significant overlap between them. Both of them develop a lot of their ideas based on Chazal, obviously, and based on the Rambam. Both of them believed in very different ways about the significance of being involved in some level in the outside world, though in very different ways, and we're going to try and develop one Mahalach of the Rav and one Mahalach of the Baba Chirebi and maybe reflect a little bit upon some of the differences between them. Let's start like this. In both the thought of the Rav and the Baba Chirebi, Hanukkah is a unique yontif. Hanukkah is a unique holiday. You point this out in a couple of different places. The Rav pointed out as a very well-known Rambam, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Me'od, a very strange formulation in the Rambam. There is something extra chaviv, there's something extra special and unique about the Mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, though we don't have that much insight into exactly why that's so. The Rambam tells that because of that, Tzarech Adam Lihi Zahir Ba, you have to make sure that you're very careful with this. The Rambam writes that a person normally... We know from the Ramah, based on the Gemara and the Sefer Baba Kama, normally we only spend a certain amount of money on performing mitzvos. So the halacha is with Neres Chanukah. Says the Rambam, you have to sell the shirt on your back in order to pay for Neres Chanukah. A very strange halacha. A guy's very, very poor. All he has is one shirt. You're chayiv to sell it in order to buy Neres Chanukah. It is a chavivas, and it's very, very demanding. It's a chavivas which is unique even amongst those mitzvos that are Pursumei Nisa based. We still don't have the same formulation. So Mikra Megillah, which is also about Pursumei Nisa, or Dalet Kosos, which may also be about Pursumei Nisa, they don't have the same requirement of this, the same line of Chaviva Hi Ad Me'od. This uniqueness of Neres Chanukah is something which the Rav pointed out is definitely worthy of serious consideration. What about Chanukah makes it so special? What about Neres Chanukah make it particularly unique? The Baba Chirebi, in a very different way, pointed out, and this is that, again, in probably more like Hasidic term, that the uniqueness of Neres Chanukah, of Chanukah as a yontif, is that Chanukah is the only yontif that, within its original establishment, can take place on two Shabbases. Sukkah is Pesach, 7 days. It can never be more than one Shabbos. The fact that Chanukah, you can have two Shabbos Chanukahs, already shows a certain extra Kedusha, an extra uniqueness, the Baba Chirebi pointed out. But there's something very, very special about them. The Rav also noted that we would say in Haneiros Halalu, Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Heim, refer to these Neiros as being holy. Now, we sometimes, in our own terminology, use the word holy for a lot of things. The Tzama Malav Malka is going to be really holy, and things like that. When we talk about actual, like, halachic terminology, so Kodesh Heim is a very important phrase. And what the source is and the background for this idea of Kadosh, of Kodesh, is not really so clear. What's normally the sources of Kedusha? Where do we normally find Kedusha? Where do we normally find Kedusha? Based on Mikdash, we normally find Kedusha. That's why it's called the Mikdash. What's the source of the Kedusha based on Mikdash? What makes Kodesh Kedusha more Kadosh? So the Rav used to point out, if we're in the world of the Rav at least, Rav Chaim Lechner pointed out, that first of all, Kedusha is really Torah. And that what establishes Kedusha in the Mikdash is the fact that the Aron is there. The Aron in the Mikdash with the Luchos inside is what establishes the Kedusha of the Mikdash. That's why, let's say, the Rav pointed out that the Rambam Paskins, that even though it's Machlokes Ligvar Maseches Yuma, that we assume in Bayasheni, even though there was no Aron that was actually there, the Aron was embedded in Harabayas. The Aron was not lost somewhere else because there's no such thing as a Mikdash if there's not Torah there, so of course it must be that the Mikdash is going to be there. Now, that Aron is going to be there. When we talk about the Neros of Chanukah, L'chora, why are the Neros of Chanukah at all Kadosh? What's the Shaychus to Mikdash? Okay? What's the Shaychus to Torah as far as them? That's something which is, again, interesting and worthy of some thought. So, what we have as far as just some of the background, there's something very unique about the mitzvah of Neros. Chanukah is Chaviva Hiyad Me'od. The Neros are Kadosh. The Baba Chavi pointed out the fact that it exists on two Shabbases already tells us there's also something, you know, a little bit unique from a more mystical perspective. So what exactly is this uniqueness of Neros Chanukah? So we're first going to share a Mahalach of the Rav. This Mahalach, I don't know if it's as well known. It's written up in two places, to my knowledge. One, there's a lot of volumes of something called Noraos Harav. Anyone ever hear of that? Noraos Harav? So any of us, there's a lawyer in Lawrence who put out, his name is Arthur Schreiber, who put out a bunch of volumes in English of Shiurim of the Rav relating, most of them I think relating to the Moadim. He's then, now he put them out online in he has a website with a lot of them, the PDFs of it. So he wrote up a lot of the Rav Shiurim. Some of the Rav Shiurim that were given in Yiddish and the like, he wrote them up and did a very nice job. The Sefer Moad HaRav was put out by, I think, maybe the Rosh Kol, one of the Rebbeim and the Kol in Bar Ilan, who put out, he also wrote up different Shiurim of the Rav. It's an idea which is in both those places, in Hari Kedem, it's other locations, you have some slightly different ideas, but as a whole, this is an important halach of the Rav, one though that is not necessarily, I think, as well known, but I think a very, very beautiful one. Okay, the Rav started like this. The Rambam writes of Chanukah in Gimel. Ubnezes kinu chachamim shveoso ador shishmonas hayamim ha'elu. The 8 days of Chanukah be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, starting on Sunday night. That start on the 25th of Kislev and go on. Those are days. V'yamim elu. Sorry. We are chayiv to do what? Madlikim behaneros be'erev al pischei habatim b'chol layla v'layla mishmonas halelos laharos ulegalos hanes. Zechiyah of the way the Rambam formulates it, of the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, is Laharos and Legalos Hanes. The Rav was bothered by this double phrase. What does it mean, Laharos u Legalos? Pirsumi Nisa, I have to publicize a miracle. What's the lesson of Laharos u Legalos? What exactly is Pirsumi Nisa, and what exactly are we supposed to be doing? So the Rav suggested and pointed out, I think, a very correct observation. The Rav pointed out that Pirsumi Nisa does not mean thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for a miracle. There are a lot of ways that we can thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. We do that in tefillah all the time. We have a modim where we're saying thank you for different things that God did for us. That's not what Pirsumi Nisa is. Pirsumi Nisa, the Rambam understands, is Laharos Ulegalos Hanes. What's the difference between Laharos Ulegalos Hanes? So if you look, it's in source number 6. I'm sorry that I just got a little lazy and took a picture of the Makoros instead of actually, like, I don't know what, being up late last night and typing it myself. I don't know. I guess that's the other option. But he points out, Pirsumi Nisa shel Ner Chanukah inu taskores l'neis b'lvad. It's not just a way of remembering the neis. Rather, we are trying to send a particular message. Laharos ulegalos, that message. What's the message that we're trying to send? So the Rav pointed out that we know the Ramban in this Perush al HaTorah links Neros Chanukah to Neros in the Mikdash. Neros Chanukah, the Ramban says, just as there were Neros, the menorah in the Mikdash, the continuation of that is Neros Chanukah. That's a continuation of what we did in the Mikdash. And the Rav suggests the purpose of Neros Chanukah has the same function and purpose of Neros in the Mikdash. Neros in the Mikdash was there, the Gemara tells, Masech Shabbos and Daf Chavav, Eidus hi lebay olam shashchina shor b'Yisrael. The reason why we have a menorah in the mikdash always there, it serves as testimony to the fact that the shechina is in Klal Yisrael, and the Rav suggests that that's also the function of persumei nisa. The reason why we're lighting Neiros Chanukah is not stomp to remember a nes or stomp to say thank you for a nes. It is eidus lebay olam. It is a way that we are sending a message that the shechina is shore in Klal Yisrael. Bizman based on mikdash, so that was done in the mikdash itself. Bizman in our time, post Chanukah, the way we do that is by lighting Neiros Chanukah. Leharos ulegalos hanes. What's leharos ulegalos? What are we trying to convey? So leharos, says the Rav, is when you point something out to someone. It's right there. I show you what's there. Maybe we're aware of it on some level, but I'm making you much more cognizant of it. Oh, look over there. There's a set of svarim over there. I'm not hiding. You know it's there, but I'm pointing it out to you. A tour guide. It's not, you know, you're looking at something. You see what's there, but he's just no. Just to notice that. To notice that. Legalos, says the Rav, is not to point out something that we already are on some level aware of. Legalos is to clarify that which we do not yet know. Legalos is to reveal something which is hidden. Says the Rav, this message, the function of Neiros Chanukah, is to be as an Eidos Lebay Olam, Shashchina Shorer B'Yisrael. We do that in two ways. We do that in two ways. Leharos, we try to cause others to be aware of this reality. We try and let others be aware of what Neiros Chanukah stand for, of a Shechina that's Shorer B'Yisrael. Legalos lehasbir lama lehasbir my Chanukah, to have a deeper understanding of what Chanukah is really about. Says the Rav as follows: when we light Neiros Chanukah, we're trying to do two things. It's a testimony that Shechina is Shorer B'Yisrael. We are not just remembering a miracle. We're trying to point out this is what happened. This, you know, be aware of what happened. Leharos, people walking by in the street should be aware there was a miracle of Chanukah. And legalos, to understand the meaning of that miracle, to understand the significance of that. This is not just, we're not lighting a stam, trying to remember what happened. We're trying to light to transform and impact the way that we view things, to change orientation and perspective. The Rav understood the message of Persumei Nisa is a message that we're trying to send outside to others. The Shechina is Shorer B'Yisrael. How do we do that? Leharos ulegalos. Pointing out that there is a miracle and trying to delve deeper and explain the meaning of that miracle. To try and delve deeper and explain the meaning of what it stood for. The Rav pointed out that to understand this properly, of the meaning of this miracle, so you have to understand, explain the Rav, the impact of the miracle. What happened during Neis Chanukah? What are we trying to remember? It's not just we have some candles and they lasted for 8 days. That's not Leharos Ulegalos. That's remembering a Neis. Leharos Ulegalos is the deeper reality, the deeper understanding of what happened. You know what happened, said the Rav? The time right before Chanukah was a time of rampant assimilation, intermarriage. People were very, very weak in their mitzvah observance. Chanukah was not stam a miracle for people. Chanukah was a transformative event for Klal Yisrael. From the time of Chanukah onward, people stopped perceiving things the way they had. It altered their relationship to Torah and mitzvot. What was somewhat weak, when the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah came around, when suddenly there was increased clarity in terms of what exactly happened, and how there's a Shechina, which is Shorer B'Yisrael, from that time onward, people and their religious observance, things started to shift. As he puts it here in source number 2, anyone who knows the story of Chanukah, the Rav said, knows that following the Chashmonaim victory, the entire caste Yisrael underwent a vast transformation vis-a-vis their relationship with Ribono Shel'olam and Torah. Prior to this victory, the relationship between God and the Jews was tenuous. Hundreds of thousands of Jews became Hellenists to such an extent that they defiled the temple. Afterwards, everything shifted. Jews began to believe in Bechiras Yisrael. They started to realize, Hashchina Shoret B'Yisrael. The Ribono Shel'olam is with us and he demands more. Prior to victory, many Jews refused to observe even the most basic mitzvos. The miracle of Chanukah changed his entire mood. and the Jews abandoned Hellenism for the most part and adhered to the laws of Torah. The presuming Nisa of Hanukkah, says the Rav, is not so much directed at the miracle of the candles. Presuming Nisa is not about the fact that the candles lasted for 8 days. That's part of it. It's Tuskoris Hanes. It's remembering Hanes. That's something that we have to do. It is not the function of Presuming Nisa. Presuming Nisa is to demonstrate that the Jews returned from the brink of total assimilation and adopted the Torah and reestablished their unique relationship to God. This reconfirmation can and will again occur through tshuva. The Rav pointed out that we're trying to accomplish through Presuming Nisa. We're not stam trying to publicize a miracle. We're trying to cause a religious transformation. We're trying to send people a message. Laharos, this is what happened. Ulegalos. And let's delve deeper a little bit and explain what it's really all about. Let's understand what Chanukah is, said the Rav. Chanukah is trying to send a message to the world that the Shechina is Shoreh B'Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is a unique myth. Klal Yisrael is unique. We are the Am HaNivchar. And to be able to appreciate that, Laharos, Ulegalos, and Nes, that's a function of Persumei Nisa. Akan Mahalach of the Rav. The Rav pointed out again the function of Persumei Nisa, not just on remembering a miracle, not stop saying thank you for a miracle. Sending a message about the deeper meaning of the miracle. A person who stom lights candles without an appreciation of what Chanukah means and how it can transform, and the ages of Shechina, Shor B'Yisrael, is lacking a bit in that Persumei Nisa. It requires not just the Maisa Mitzvah of lighting, it requires a bit of Hesber also. It requires a bit of digging deeper, understanding properly what it's really all about. Parenthetically, as an aside, the Rav and the Ba'al, there's a klal of the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlav pointed out that I was joking last night when I was going to the Israelis. That sometimes, like my father at the Shabbos table, so he asked a lot of. My father happens like the. It's very inspiring. He gets into different svarim at different times. He's in the Tzif for a long time. Now I think he's very into the Chasam Sofer. He's into different people. My father will often like ask questions at the table. Sometimes his questions will be like, "What's the connection between A and B?" So I always, like, as a kid, was like, who says there's a connection? Like, why is that a worthwhile question? Like, maybe it's a taste that there's a connection. Like, why am I wasting time thinking about how X and, you know, these two things, what's the connection between, like, you know, Yosef and Chanukah? And I'm like, nothing. Who says there's a kesher bichlal between Yosef and Chanukah? But sometimes as you, like, get older and you learn a little bit more. So there is a klal of the Shlach HaKadosh that I think the Rav once pointed out that it's maybe even Deacon the Gemara, that the Torah reading of particular... that Parsha Shavua always is connected to the time of the year in which you read it. So it's interesting that both the Rav and the Lubavitcher Rebbe both develop ideas in the connection between Parsha Vayeshev, these Parshas of Yosef and his brothers, and Chanukah. For the Rav, this is the linchpin to the link. The whole story of Yosef and his brothers, especially if you read some of the Mefarshim, you see it a bit less in this week's Parsha, much more in beginning more in Parshas Miketz and much more in Parshas Vayigash, is a lot of discussion about the tshuva of the brothers. A lot of what motivated Yosef to do what he did may have been trying to facilitate tshuva. In many ways, it's a story of people that made some mistakes, trying to rectify their mistakes. If you want to summarize the story of Yosef and his brothers, that's one way of viewing it. It's a story of people who made mistakes, who messed up, and trying to fix it. It's a parsha that really teaches us certain yisodos about tshuva. Said the Rav, that's the link between Chanukah and these parashios. Chanukah also is in many ways a time of tshuva. It's a time where we're trying to send the message about the capacity to change our ways and to become better. We read about it in these parashios. It helps us focus us a little bit in terms of what the overall goal is of something where Chanukah comes in. The Lubavitcher Rebbe happens to take it in a little bit of a different direction about Mesiras Nefesh, but that's something which the Rav really has. Now I want to share with you a Mahalach of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and then we will reflect upon the connection between them. Okay. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, this idea is found in a couple of places in his Svarim. It's found in the Kutei Sichos Chelek Hei. It is found in Sha'arei HaMoadim, which is a collection of the Torah of the Rebbe on different Yamim Tovim, like Yad Kislev, and one of them is Chanukah. It is also written up. The chief rabbi of England, the former chief rabbi of England, Rabbi Sachs, has a certain kasher to the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Chabad Chasidus, and he put out a book years ago, Torah Studies, of adaptations of the Rebbe Sichos in English. And there he has some of this idea also. The Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out the following. Again, I think a very nice mahalach. Very, very nice. Thanks. Okay. Now I have to have the awkward making a bracha moment in front of everyone. I'll try my best. Okay. The... right hand. We'll see. Brachat Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nivra. That's really good. Okay. The Gemara in Shabbos is as follows. Right, point out something which is unique. The uniqueness of Chanukah for him, there's really two Gemaras that teach us basic dinim that we know to establish Chanukah as being unique. One, the Gemara in Shabbos Chafal from the base, the Chanukah mitzvah lanicha Pesach beis mi bachutz. It's a mitzvah nearest Chanukah that we fulfill dafka bachutz. Very pointed out that this may be the only mitzvah that there's an inyan dafka to do bachutz. Most mitzvos are either pnim mitzvos or mitzvos that exist irrespective of place. Most mitzvos I say are either done in the home, something like mezuzah or whatever, or mitzvos can be done inside or outside. This is a mitzvah where it is unique in that it is performed dafka l'rishus harabim, dafka bachutz. I think that's true. Anyone have any examples? Looked like you had an example. What? Sukkah can be Rosh Hashanah. Sukkah probably is Rosh Hashanah once you build the walls, if you build them correctly. Yeah. Eruv?
Ma'akeh, no.
I'm not. I think there's a lot of reasons why Eruv is not. It's okay. It's okay. Next in the Rebbe pointed out, with something unique about Chanukah. Chanukah, what do you want to drink?
Grape.
Okay, wonderful. The Gemara in Shabbos and Chav Bey tells as follows. Amar Rabban, there are Chanukah mitzvah l'nicha b'tefach asmucha l'Pesach. You put it right by the Pesach. And the Gemara is another halacha here, which is that mezuzah is on the right side of the door. Chanukah is on the left side. The Rebbe pointed out that's also something which is unique, as I try to just model, as Shulchan Aruch points out in Orchayim and Siman Beis, we bederach kal given halacha preferential. The right side is viewed as being more chashev. We try to always do things b'yamin. That has nafkaminas even for Neiros Chanukah. As far as the way that we light, we start on the right side. There's a lot of halachic implications of this. Bederach kal halacha, we always try to do with the right side. But I'm a lefty. Okay, different questions, different situations. If you are, said the Babich Rebbe, what's unique about Neiros Chanukah is that Neiros Chanukah is a mitzvah that you are ideally supposed to do on the left side. So we have two things about Neiros Chanukah. It's dafka don b'chutz, it's dafka don b'tzad small. Said the Lubavitch Rebbe, these things go hand in hand. Most mitzvos, it's in the last year here in source number 12, it's a little clearer than the Moed HaRav. Hevdel gadol b'neim. Okay, so he points out, this is done dafka bitzad small. It's also done bachutz. What exactly is the pshat? So here what he points out, a lot of mitzvahs are done in relatively safe spaces. A lot of mitzvahs are about trying to bring kedusha to fairly limited locations. I have my home, I want to bring kedusha into that home. What distinguishes Neiros Chanukah is the desire, the attempt at bringing Kedusha, performing mitzvos, in two locations where mitzvos are not normally done. One of them is Bitzad Smol. Mitzvos are always associated with the right. Here we're trying to do mitzvos with the left. It's also done Dafka Bachutz. Most mitzvos either have no particular location or done Bifnim. This is the one mitzvah we're dafka told to go bachutz. Said the Lubavitch Rebbe, because part of what Pirsumei Nisa of Chanukah is, similar to the Rav, it's not about just remembering a miracle. It is not about just saying thank you for a miracle. A lot of what Pirsumei Nisa is, either ki mitzvah zon nimshach or sheish bekochu lahair gamas kafa smol versus harabim. We're trying to bring a degree of light and Kedusha to specific areas, said the Lubavitch Rebbe, in which there is not really Kedusha. We're trying to bring holiness to those areas. Outside, Bitzad Smol, B'yamin, there's always Kedusha here. Most mitzvahs are always performed here. Most mitzvahs are also performed in this kind of a location. What makes Ner Chanukah unique in the Pirsumei Nisa is it's an attempt at bringing Kedusha actively. Bitzad Smol and Birshus HaRabim. The Rebbe then goes one step further. Those of us that know a bit more about Chabad, you know, may already think a little bit about where he is where he's going. There are a variety of mitzvos midrabanan. Rav Trevi pointed out, yadua, it is known, that those mitzvahs each parallel mitzvah midoraisa. What is the mitzvah midoraisa that parallels Hanukkah? What's the mitzvah that is similar to Hanukkah? Said the Rav Trevi, that mitzvah is mitzvah of tefillin. Why is the mitzvah of tefillin? Because tefillin is also the only mitzvah you perform with your left hand. It's done b'tzad small. Tefillin and Hanukkah, said the Lubavitch Rebbe, are two mitzvos in which we are attempting to bring Kedusha to areas where there is not Kedusha. Therefore, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, this transforms what happens l'maisa. Chabad, b'derechlal, what are the two of the main things that they are very much associated with? Mitzvah tefillin, getting people to wear tefillin, going around, you go on the street, and there's a chabadnikim there, be it in the airport, be it in the, and who are telling people to go put on tefillin, and the, you know, tis the season. Neiros Chanukah is a time when, I guess the wrong way of introducing it, but Neiros Chanukah is the time when spreading. Chabad's always involved very much in the outside world. These two mitzvahs are much more so, you know, are two areas in which it really develops. Hamitzvah shekshura in small who mitzvahs tefillin. It's dafka done on the weak hand. The Zohar says it's on the weak hand in order to take even the Yetzer Hara and bring it towards Kedusha, even though those weaker parts, and try to bring it to Kedusha. He says for that reason, he says, dafka and Chanukah, people should even try more to spread the ideas of putting on tefillin. But we get a bit more why these two mitzvahs. Part of Pursumei Nisa is an attempt at bringing Kedusha to places where there's not Kedusha. So if I am thinking about it for a little bit, if I'm trying to bring Kedusha to people who are distant from Yadus, so what are the two mitzvahs that I want to get them associated with? Says the Lubavitch Rebbe. What are the mitzvahs on a metaphysical level? What are the mitzvahs that I am trying to associate them with? The mitzvah of Tefillin and the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. People who are distant, who are nimsa b'chutz, people who are holding by that world of small, who are not as holy yet where they should be. So the mitzvahs that are going to start bringing them in a bit more are the mitzvahs like tefillin, a small mitzvah, a mitzvah that Zohar explains. The function is bringing Kedusha to some of those places. A mitzvah like Neiros Chanukah, trying to spread, as I meant to say yesterday but I didn't, Rav Avin Shor points out in Sfar Makedoshim, that the reason why Neiros Chanukah is done just at Pesach Beso is to tell those people who are outside, it's time to come back in. You're welcome to come back in. Part of the message of Neiros Chanukah is not just Stam Pirsumei Nisa, but it's a much more active form of spreading Kedusha to different places. Ad kan the Mahalach of the Lubavitch Rebbe. What we've seen so far are two Mahalchim in Pirsumei Nisa. I want to now compare them and develop an idea or two. One of the Lubavitch Rebbe, one of the Rav. We know a couple things. There are some real similarities, and they also part ways in a certain location. I'm going to read it in a bit too much into these two mahalchim, but I think it more or less works, so you'll forgive me. One, they all agree there's something very unique about Hanukkah. They come to a different perspective. There's something very unique about the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. Two, they both think that part of the way that I can isolate what's unique about Neiros Chanukah is this phenomenon of Pirsumei Nisa. Three, they think Pirsumei Nisa needs a good definition. Pirsumei Nisa, they agree, is not what it's commonly thought to be. I want to publicize a miracle. Why? What's the function of that? What is the purpose of that? Pirsumei Nisa is not stam about trying to spread. What is Pirsumei Nisa at its core? At its core, what is it really all about? The setup in many ways is very, very similar, but they go in two very different directions. The Rav, when he speaks about the function of Pirsumei Nisa, Kedarko, is talking in many ways about profound ideas, symbolism and messages, the meaning of the halacha, what message it's trying to send. It does not, for the Rav, like it does for the Lubavitch Rebbe, impact l'maisa. The Rav's not saying that next step up, and therefore, let's have public campaigns to go out and start doing stuff. The Rav in general, this pointed out very nicely in source number 8, an article by Yoel Finkelman, who's a He has a doctor. He writes a lot in sociology, aside from everything else. He has to be a very close friend of Rav Ezra's. So he learned here. He pointed out that the Rav in general had a very complex relationship with the outside, with the public sphere, with impacting the public sphere. The Rav, if you read his writings, you have a lot of tension between the extent to which Judaism is fundamentally private. My Avodas Hashem is private. It's between me and the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's all it is. And the Rav at times thinking that Jewish values have to be something which impacts the outside world also. The Rav in general lived, Stam, first step in the Rav's thought. The Rav thought it's okay to live with a lot of tension. And in this particular area, it's one of the places where you see at times a Rav that's very, very personal, and one which goes outside. Ner Chanukah, Persumi Nisa, is definitely an element where Yadus is not purely internal focus. It's not only private. I'm dafka trying to spread. But even when I spread, I'm spreading out certain ideas about the chashivas of Torah and mitzvot, Eidus, Shashchina, Shorah B'Yisrael. But it's not the same kind of active public involvement you're going to find from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. What you find from the Lubavitcher Rebbe is something which is a little bit different. What you find from the Lubavitcher Rebbe is an external involvement in the outside world that is very, very active. Basics of Chabad, of at least modern day, Chabad Chassidus and Chabad thought, basics, is that getting out there, having more people be Mekayim Torah and Mitzvos, that's going to bring more Kedusha in the world, active involvement in the public sphere. If the Rav, you have a lot of ambivalence, how much, it's very, very private, very public, as far as the Rebbe's stance and the Rebbe's legacy, B'li Shum Safik, if you're looking at 20th century, there's no way there's a leader in Klal Yisrael more associated with active impact of outside. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe believed this was true not only for the Jews. The Lubavitcher Rebbe believed that we should be spreading the chashivas of Zion, of Shemitz B'nei Noach to non-Jews also. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was an enormous believer in an active involvement, and this becomes important. The nature of that involvement, or what underlies elements of that involvement, are not just practical concerns, but also mystical concerns. The idea of, oh, it's a mitzvah b'chutz, and a mitzvah b'tzad small, those are ideas that the rationalists amongst us may say, like, no. It's b'tzad small just because, like, the mitzvah is b'tzad yimin, and the whole thing that's done b'chutz is because it's a certain kind of persumi nisa, but, like, it's at Pesach beso, it's not like your mamish b'chutz. So Chabad happens to hold, this is a halacha maisa issue, Chabad has hadlakas neros, places that are not kosher to a bias. Chabad lighting, you know, hadlakas neros, mamish bachutz. They'll do hadlakas neros, you know, in really. I was driving last night back from Modi'im with my son. Like, there's a massive, like, menorah. It's not all posts can hold that's okay. It's very bachutz. But what again, the ideas, again, for the real rationalists may have a hard time with, the ideas of in Chabad Chassidus, it's mystical, you know, ideas about spreading Kedusha, choosing certain mitzvos, not because, per se, tefillin is the way you're going to bring people back rationally. You know, is tefillin the best way to bring someone back? Maybe yes, maybe no. But if you understand it's a mitzvah of small, it's a mitzvah of trying to, you know, convey a little bit, to connect to people, and bring them back. So tefillin becomes a very... Tefillin becomes something which is very, very important. Tefillin is very, very important. There is one final link which I think is very moving and inspiring, and here we have a similarity between them. With this, we will more or less end. What a major link between them. They both end with the same idea, and they both are concerned with the same issues. The Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Rav, when they're writing about it, are concerned with a Klal Yisrael that is fairly apathetic about mitzvos. They're concerned with a Klal Yisrael in which intermarriage rates are up, assimilation is rampant, and that basic Shmiras HaMitzvos and Dikduk B'Halacha is something which is lacking. That is very clear in both of these locations. For the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so he's writing about, you got to be very, very involved in these things. The Rebbe thinks it's one of the ways that you bring Geula, again, a little bit of a mystical idea, but it's one of the ways that Geula comes by more Kiyum HaMitzvos. He's going to end the piece talking about how we hope to get to the point where, through tefillin and the like, we'll bring a Klal Yisrael much closer, a Klal Yisrael that's very distant. The Rav similarly emphasizes the fact that the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is a mitzvah where we are trying to make a statement towards those that are distant, where we are hoping, not in the same active way per se as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in different ways, but we're hoping through the message of Neres Chanukah, through a message of modeling, Shashchina Shorer BeYisrael, to also bring people back. The same way that in the time of the Nes of Chanukah, time of Chashmonayim, we were Zocha to take people who were falling back and to bring them back in. So we have the same tefillah and the same message, the same hope now. Two very, very important leaders who were both involved in Klal, but both involved in Klal in different ways. Their mahalchim are going to be rooted in Torah sources. They're going to look at the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, Persumei Nisa, and they're both saying, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres and Persumei Nisa are not just things that if I want to appreciate it well, I can't just look at a Shulchan Aruch and know what to do and say I've mastered it. The religious experience, both of them maintain, demands a deeper understanding of what is going on. As Chanukah approaches, and it's true for other Yomim Tovim also, we have to on one level make sure the basic halachos were very, very clear in. How do I light in a way which is totally kosher? What the Rav and the Rebbe are both highlighting, though, if you really want to be mekayim in the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa, if you really want to understand well what the Yontif is all about, you have to dig a little bit deeper. And when you do dig deeper for both of them in different ways, one based on a Zohar about Tefillin and certain ideas here, one based on certain ideas, connection to Mikdash, all of those things, again, in very, very different ways, we need to understand well what's going on with the Yontif. A person who wants to approach Chanukah and do Chanukah well, for it to impact us well, and maybe Dafka and Chanukah, for it to impact others in a meaningful way. Chanukah is a time of Persumei Nisa. Chanukah is a time when we are supposed to the best of our ability, spread, said the Rav, a message, or for the Rebbe, spread actively Kedusha in this world through Kima Mitzvos. It's one of the unique opportunities that we have on Chanukah. Not just I lit and I was Yotze Persumei Nisa, but to try for it to be something which is much more than that. Both of them understand that this, hopefully, Neres Chanukah, can be the starting process and the process of tshuva. Like the Rav pointed out, it's the link to Yotzev and his brothers. It's Neres Chanukah that brought people back to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. These are mitzvot, Neres Chanukah, that can also bring people back to Mibachutz, Mitzat Smol, to try to bring them a little bit closer. These are mitzvot that can get things going a little bit. For us to approach it well and to try and use our time in a way over Chanukah, in which we are appropriately, we're really connecting these messages, it would be exceptionally, exceptionally worthwhile for a good understanding of what Neres Chanukah is all about. If I can just share like a lemaisa point. The yeshiva, I think, on Sunday, the plan is to, there's an army base right on 431, right near Modi'in. I think the yeshiva is going there to be misameach some of the chayalim who are, in terms of Neres Chanukah and the like. That's the kind of idea, again, regardless of the particular perspective of a certain kind of a persumei nisa, that is that apidin persumei nisa? Like my. I mean, it depends if you help them light or not. Then it could be yes. But even as definitely certain ideas are with the theme of what Neres Chanukah is all about. Trying to spread a certain message to the world, a certain message to Klal Yisrael that Shechina is Shoret Bi Yisrael. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. I'm done.